832-281-713, better known as H-Town, Houston, Texas. You already know what it is. Consciousness Community Conversation. It is the remix. And as always, it's me. It's the D-R-E. And I'm joined by our illustrious co-host, T2. You back again. Say what's up to the people.
Hey, what's going on?
I like it. Missy, say what's up to everybody.
What's up?
W-Y-N-N. Say what's up to our fam and friends.
Yo.
On today's show, we are talking about, oh, this is going to be classic. We're talking about who's more superficial when it comes to looks, men or women. We're also talking about our generation now. The hour is, you know, it just depends because we have different age groups at the table. Well, let's just put it like this. We're talking about sane generations against some of these fools that's out here in the streets. That's who we're talking
some
about.
Fools on the loose, I'm trying to tell you.
The millennials.
It's a whole zoo out here.
There's going to be some whole foolishness right now.
We're also talking about the one thing that quarantine taught you. And last but not least, we're talking about quarantine bodies. And it's all right here on the remix. Keep it locked.
It's some fools in this house. It's some fools in this house.
You are still here, so are we. Make sure that you follow The Journey on Spotify. Make sure that you keep up with what we're doing. We're on Spotify. It's the Remix Podcast on Spotify. We are on all platforms, YouTube, IG, and I think that's the only ones we own.
It's MySpace.
MySpace. Oh, yeah. Black Planet. Black People Meet. It's the
Our time.
It's the Remix Podcast on all social media platforms. And last but not least, shout out to our sponsor, Roe Financial Services. It's a holistic approach to your finances. Make sure that you hit them up. Discuss your wealth building possibilities. It is www.roefinancialservices.com. Now, let's jump right into it. First and definitely not of the most importance, but definitely first, who's more superficial about looks, men or women?
Both of them.
Both of them with
two F's.
Well, I would like to say the reason why women are superficial, I would say, is because of this industry standard set by men. So I would vote men first.
Don't make me cuss.
And then women.
We ain't 5 minutes into the show yet. Don't
wait a minute.
Do not make me cuss.
Men are more superficial?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I wholeheartedly disagree.
Men are definitely more superficial.
What the hell? Am I in the Matrix right
we
now?
We almost need to stop the whole show.
This is what it is. Women are only super, quote unquote, superficial because of the industry standards. We see it
who
out here.
Who creates the industry standards? Not men.
Men.
Men. I would join and agree with Wynn on this one. I do not think. I will say that both men and women are superficial when it comes to looks, but I think that women are more superficial when it
Hold
comes
on,
to
let's let's qualify it first.
What do you
let's
mean?
Qualify it first.
But what
do you mean superficial as it relates to the looks of the other sex or superficial as it relates to the looks of themselves?
Both.
Well, let's start
I
here.
Think other sex. The I other think men sex. Men are more superficial as
oh,
it comes to women's
no.
sex.
Nah.
I mean women's looks.
Not at all.
Men are more superficial when it comes to women's looks.
Yes.
The devil is a lie.
Check
you out. See all these Booger Wolf baby mamas around here? What you talking about?
Yeah, but what y'all looking at on IG?
That
right.
Ain't got nothing to do with the cost of bread.
Some dudes don't give a damn.
What y'all like it on IG though?
Right. Right. The teeny beady beady waist with the booty that's extra extra wide.
How many booty she got?
the booty.
And the under booty.
What?
Yeah. I don't think we'd be looking and knowing.
The
right.
The booty.
What's the under
booty? We seen.
Wait, whoa.
I don't want to know. No. Nope.
I got you.
What is the under booty? What is it?
The little cusp.
The cusp.
The cusp.
That you can see
the capital
from
the
front. P.
The curl.
If you can see it from the front. So you see it from the back.
Shout out to Doja Cat.
I don't know what happened right there.
That's a segue into the next topic.
I don't know what happened right there.
No, let's talk about this real quick.
I think women are more superficial when it comes to looks. I don't think men are. I think women are. Y'all, it's just it's the way y'all handle it.
Bam, I'll rock with that.
It's the way y'all it's the way you handle it.
I rock.
Okay. No, hold on.
This ain't gotta be a battle of the sexes, nah, dang.
No, it's not
I mean,
a battle
it can
of sexes.
If it needs to be. No. Okay.
You want the smoke. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Okay, so I think that women are more superficial when it comes to the looks of men. You all just don't. You're not as outward about it as we are. Like we'll comment on, you know, a woman's shape and how she looks. We're kind of more outward with it. You guys more laid back,
more classy about the approach.
Yeah, y'all a little bit more classy about the approach. But I've heard conversations of women between themselves when they talk.
Listen,
and y'all dirtier than men are sometimes. Listen.
Oh, we get dirty. I mean,
yeah, it's wrong shit to do.
Usually when we do that, we just probably don't like that person anyway.
No.
You brought up an interesting point, though, because I have often wondered, like, how y'all be looking and wanting and admiring the Instagram models, but then you right, yo baby mama be looking like a mud duck.
Everybody gotta have a drink.
Looking like a garbage bag.
A garbage pail kid.
Let's bring some perspective to this.
And there's my point is proven.
Wait, ugly. We're stating facts right now.
Let's bring some perspective.
Then them kids.
Oh, she say them.
Wait a minute.
Cheerings.
So we just gonna hit all the way below the belt.
Right. Ain't no fair fight.
The ones just
today.
Be saying, ooh, they just so precious.
Wow.
Oh, that outfit is so cute.
Nothing. I just look.
That outfit is so cute.
Look at you.
Look at how you looking.
Is it right to call kids ugly?
Not to their face.
Y'all just said not to their face.
Just don't say nothing.
That was the longest pause.
It's like this. Everybody grows into their. We just gotta wait till they grow if they appear.
Now this is true. People do grow into themselves and grow into their looks.
Yeah.
Don't call them ugly too soon. Like, hey, if you listening to this by chance, and you shouldn't be, but if you were in high school or middle school, this is not age appropriate for you. However, if you listening, don't dog them out just yet. Wait, give them 10 years first. Because let me help you understand something. The fine one right now, I promise she gonna be fluffing in a mug about 2.5 years.
And
that one that's nice, tall, dark, and handsome, and all that good stuff, bro. He gonna be washing your windows. Just wait. Let this thing play out. That's all I'm saying.
That's a true story. There's a such thing as a glow up. I mean,
the glow up.
I looked at some of my childhood pictures and I was like, damn.
Right.
That's a personal struggle. I was always.
I've
been cute as long as I've been in the world. I don't know what this nigga talking about.
No, I had some moments.
Okay,
that I feel like God delivered me.
God delivered
you. All right, move on.
No, but for real, y'all be putting pressure. Y'all men be putting pressure on women.
Wait a minute.
Y'all be putting pressure on us. I have to respectfully
disagree. I personally don't know a man that puts pressure on his woman or female partner.
I'm gonna say it like this.
I don't. Bullshit. I have a dude one time.
Tell it.
Back in the day, I was dating him, and he would say stuff all the time. Why are you wearing this outfit? Why are you wearing these clothes? Let me take you out shopping. And I'm saying, like, I'm fine with what I got right now. I mean, he did take me shopping one time, but still, at the end of the day, why? It was like, if you think I'm fine, I should be fine with whatever I got on. Why I gotta be? And would tell me I need to work out. He said I have.
Oh, you should kiss
shoulders like a linebacker one time.
You
should
have cussed him out and talked about his mom because he's not that. No, he's not a real. He's not a real man. Yeah.
I dipped out.
Yeah. Let's be real about this thing, though. If we want to be honest, women are 100 times more critical of other women and their looks than men are. Let's be real.
Because of men's industry standards.
We ain't finna blame this on men.
Now, that is a whole nother topic. But yes, that's a true statement.
Most of the women,
going in another direction. But yes, that's true.
Most of the women that I come in contact with and we have conversations like that, if I ask them, well, why did you do this, that, or next, it's always gonna be in competition with or to keep up with the another woman. It's never because, oh, my man likes my lashes longer.
No.
Or
I do agree with that.
I agree with that to a certain extent because it's only been in more recent years have I realized that the pressure that I have put on myself about my looks or trying to look a certain way for my man, that my man didn't necessarily give a damn about all that.
Right. I'm just saying.
Can we introduce our co-host Cat Williams into the stage?
Now, I'm saying that, but I don't even have a man right now.
Right.
I'm just saying that.
Right.
Cat showed up.
Just putting it out there. But
hey, fellas,
she's single.
I think that was a way of saying the inbox is wide open.
Eyebrows and right. There's been times when a dude was like, "Can you come see me?" And I'm like, "Dang, I ain't had my wax yet. I ain't did this." And they're like, "I don't give a shit about that."
Right.
And you like, but I wouldn't present myself like that to you because I would like to be a certain kind of way. Or feel a certain kind of way.
When
like,
it's new,
I didn't get my eyebrows done this weekend, or I didn't get my nails done, and they like, I don't give a fuck.
Well,
I can write.
Well, I know you guys, but to where you seem to be going, most men, like we,
or even I'd be like, dang, no, wait, can you give me about a month? I want to lose a few pounds.
No,
they'd be like, no, because
if I like you, and it seems like we're going down that road, so I'm finna go.
Oh well,
if we like you. And most men are physical, but we don't give a damn if most men don't care if you waxed. We don't care if your fingernail and toenail polish match. We don't care if your eyebrows
goes back to the mud
waxed.
Dust. Right.
We don't care.
Goes right back to it.
We don't care.
Goes back to how y'all end up with the mud ducks.
Mm-hmm. So check this out. Check this out.
The scallywags.
We always say men are simple, right? But I'm finna show you a real complex side to men.
Here we go.
Men are physical in nature as it relates to getting our attention. As it relates to getting our affection, we are not as physical as we are experiential. Meaning, to get our attention, you look a certain way. To keep our attention, you make us feel a certain way. Now, here is the deal. Here's the deal.
Light bulb moment.
You can make us feel a certain way, and we could care less about how you look.
Okay.
Because it don't matter at that
right.
point. Because I'm not going to long for how you look. I'm going to long for how you make me feel.
But you still want to have, when you with your homeboys, and let's say y'all out somewhere,
absolutely.
And your girl is coming to meet with her girls, you're going to want your girl to be looking...
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
I don't want you looking like a damn bag lady around here. I mean, I don't mean that.
You want to be proud of your girl.
And attractive and I don't want to say well-kept, but... ladies, help me out. Put together, so to speak.
Yeah, put together.
Because you can
and
be not ugly.
Everybody's definition of put together is different, too. So, yeah, we also have to take that
into consideration,
too.
I think put together is probably more universally defined than attractive, though. Because attractive is subjective.
Right.
Yeah.
But everybody
that's about preference.
If you're not put together with
right, because you can take the ugly person off the street,
girl. See, every time I see her, she looks...
Yeah, because I've seen women who are attractive, but my preference is not my preference. So I'm just like, okay, she's attractive, but it's not my thing. I've seen other people that maybe somebody didn't find attractive. I'm like, that's, to me,
right.
in my opinion, is very attractive to me. So it's
and just because you are attracted to something don't mean you want to you know, spend time with it either.
Yeah, engage.
There are some ladies that I see, or you will use the Instagram thing, that I'm like, you are very attractive. You would probably
that's
get
not what he said.
The last of my nerves, though.
He said
absolutely.
She was banging.
I wouldn't say that. If I say anything, I'd be like, ooh.
So it just comes out as incoherent speech. I will piggyback on that win, because I have seen women on Instagram, and both of us were married, we have wives. I love my wife, she's you know, a gorgeous woman. But we'll see women on Instagram, and I'm like, damn, you know, she bad. And I'm just like, okay, you probably don't even know how to order off the Waffle House menu, so it ain't even no sense in trying even remotely try. I can't throw it away with somebody who can't read on the third grade level.
And now, you know, watch this. That's the difference too between younger men and older men. Younger men that are less experienced with life will lead with what their eyes see.
Absolutely.
Not
be in the DMs instead of just being able to appreciate, oh, that's a beautiful woman. Yeah. And I can appreciate that. I can acknowledge that and move on. Like, right.
And my wife and I've had that conversation, like you said, about we see what y'all be liking and this, that, and the next. And where I'm like, I get it. The whole thing is, especially, you know, if you are a man of a certain ilk and if you're a man of a certain status and stuff, people don't need to see you liking Instagram models' pictures. I get that.
Yeah.
But you ought to be able to appreciate what a person looks like without there being a desire for you to slide
absolutely.
In their DMs
exactly.
and be like, so what's up? Because let's be truthful, bro. You can't afford her. She not going to want $40. She going to want $400.
Exactly.
Yeah, she like Birkin bags and, you
right.
know. She like Birkin bags, and she probably like red bottoms. She probably shop
Jimmy
at Tiffany's.
Now my wife like all that stuff too, though.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
If we just want to be real about this, how I feel about it. You can get that, boo. You earned it.
Yeah, I mean, that's different. Like, that, yeah, that's different.
Earned it.
That's different. Yeah. That's different. Yeah. I mean, I feel you on that, but you know, some of them, what's the lines? Who said it was a Meg said a Cardi B. One of them said something about I don't cook and I don't clean.
That's Cardi.
Let me show you how I got this ring,
man. Look, I don't. It ain't enough. It ain't enough.
It could be.
It ain't enough
Pacific.
Mac and cheese in the world. To you and you ain't doing nothing.
No thing.
Cardi was lying.
Nigga, please. All
right. Even if she was telling the truth. Hold on. Before we move on, let's walk down that street real quick.
Let's go.
Even if she was telling the truth, if it was wet as the Pacific, oh. I got to get up at some point. Right.
Right. I agree.
I got to get up at some point. I'm gonna want, and I'm the McDonald's king. But at some point, I'm gonna want more than a quarter pounder. At some point, I'm gonna want to be able to take you to watch this too. This ain't what we talking about, but can we go here too?
We talking about it.
It depends on what kind of man you are as well.
True story.
Some fellas never lead a loop.
Agreed.
Some folks stay within 16. That ain't my story. I go some places where I need to take somebody that got more than some watts.
I completely agree.
Nah,
and you ain't across the restaurant talking about something.
We ain't doing all that.
I'm gonna leave. You paying this bill yourself. Pay with that WAP, because I ain't gonna be. You ain't finna embarrass me sitting white people steakhouse like this.
Talking about horse divers.
Shut up. Point to it.
What's a horse?
Y'all ain't got no pictures on the menu. Oh, all right,
Lord.
Listen. Okay,
I'll pass.
Oh Lord, listen. Okay, we got to move. All right, so here's the moral of the story. The moral of the story is, look,
both of them.
Yeah, both of them. But be confident and be comfortable in how you look. You know, just like you, be in love with you.
Be in love with you.
Yeah, be in love with you, and don't conform to something that you don't agree with to try to impress. Somebody's gonna love you for you.
Absolutely.
Somebody think you hot.
Some unibrow and all.
It ain't me. Somebody like you.
Somebody like you.
That was such a jab.
I know. It was Shade Tree Central around his. All right. So, we got some crazy. Listen, my grandkids. I got grandkids. Absolutely. My grand. They ridiculously crazy. Something wrong with them. So I think it is. No, something wrong with them. This generation is very different. And my sons, I think something wrong with them too. Something wrong with them too. It's this age. This age that we in. Like. So my youngest son, he loves video games. So he's the, you know, the video game guy. He plays online. His real good friends are all online. Now when I was growing up, my good friends stayed on the block. So I would go outside, ride my bike, and we rode around the block. We played freeze tag. I'm from the north, so originally born in Milwaukee. So we played this thing called cans with the basketball. Put the cans on the sidewalk, and we just, you know, shot at the can. That's what we did. Don't judge when. Okay. That's what we did.
Oh, they improvised.
Yeah, listen, you got to do it. We played basketball on the milk crate. Like, that's what we did, because that's what you did in the city. These kids don't go outside. Something wrong with them.
My kids go outside. I make mine go. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You got to make them go.
Well, mine actually go on their own.
In all fairness, this ain't the same heat we grew up in. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Clear.
Especially this Texas heat.
Yeah, it ain't the same
crazy
heat. You liable to go outside in Texas and you might pass out.
A heat stroke.
I mean, but it used
you
to
can't
be,
play freeze tag in Houston the summer?
No. I mean, it may not
it's
be.
Just a different, it's a different
go,
age.
Go do something, though. Like, when it got real high, we went swimming.
Yeah, I take them swimming in the summer. They beg to do that.
Yeah.
In fact, I have to make them come in. Like, okay, we've been out here 2 hours. Let's go.
Right.
They do beg to go out and play basketball. When they were younger, they liked to ride bikes and stuff like that. They've kind of gotten a little bit older. And so it is the video games. We're in the video game era. And so they're on the games with their friends. Those same friends that they were outside with are now, it's just
inside.
This is just the times that we're in.
But I just feel like it's just something about it. Like, I remember going outside. It was punishment to actually come in the house. Like, we would be outside, and when you were made to come in.
But in all fairness, what could you do in the house in the 90s?
Exactly. That's right. What I'm saying. Like, we got to look at it. We got to transform. My mind's like, what it's different now.
I could beat Mario Brothers in 20 minutes, man, after you played it for a little while.
I mean, once you got the darn princess, that was it.
Duck Hunt was probably one of the most boring games ever. Yeah.
Right. Who? He was on level 8 and got the princess. That was it.
It was a wreck.
Oh, yeah, yeah. After you beat King Koopa, it was like, yeah, I'm just going to start over at this point and play again.
How many times can you beat him?
I mean,
now I got to go beat him with Luigi, you know.
But I just long for those days, because I remember being outside and playing tag. I mean, we drank out the water hose. Like, we did all of these kids don't do none of that.
Yeah, you turn on a water hose and now it might be Hennessy coming out.
Well, let me ask you this, because I really had to stop it.
Was Lil Brown. Just saying.
Dre, let me ask you this, because I really had, because I used to say that too, like, but what in the world differently do you think is happening with our kids now than us back then? What do you think the difference is in terms of the experiences that we had with going outside versus them staying inside and playing? What are some key differences that you're seeing?
Some key differences? I would say that times were safer, but I can't say that, because when I was growing up in the 80s, you know, it was gang fights. It was some drive-bys. So I can't really say that. I grew up on a rougher block in Milwaukee, so I can't say that. It's just,
I think we're just conditioned to say y'all need to be outside. That's what I'm getting.
Do you think that's what it is?
That's what I think it is. I don't really think there's anything. It's just the times have changed. What is it really that you're getting at?
This generation was born online.
They were born online.
So maybe that's what it is.
And then too,
it didn't make you stronger. It didn't make you like what in the world?
I don't know, because I know how to fight, and my kids can fight. Because they ain't never had no altercations. They stay in the house.
And it's a level of independence, too. Like, going out, like, I would be going outside all day riding bikes. I'd be way down.
I would be on the other side of town.
Man,
on my bike.
Yeah, it just,
and my dad knew it. Without a cell phone. We didn't have cell phones.
That was the other thing. Yeah. Like, when we was gone from the house, now, just in general, not just our kids, when we was gone from the house, it was a thing when you had an answer machine, because it used to be when you was gone from the house, just nobody could reach you. That was it. Like, you just
gone.
Yeah, I just
and hope
out the Motorola beepers.
If it was bad news, you just find that shit out tomorrow.
Word around, murder just gets circulated around. Right. You heard about someone?
You had to have a quarter. Use a payphone. Take this quarter with you so you can call me.
And I don't know, did they do this in Milwaukee? In Houston, in some parts of Houston, the corner store would charge you to bust up your dollar to use the payphone.
Yes!
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
they charge you like 10 cents.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't do that in Memphis.
But remember when candy was 10 cents?
I do remember that. You take 50 cents and get you like a few double bubbles and some peppermint and all that kind of stuff.
Man, oatmeal cream pies out the pack, like
25 cents. Man.
Yeah,
things in the game to change.
Yeah, you paying job prices when you go.
Absolutely,
you have a job when you go to the store now. Like,
absolutely,
times is so different.
But this is the real though, man. As far as the kids being inside and online, if you black, it's almost safer. For you to be in
I
the
can
house
feel you on that.
Technically,
I can feel you on that.
Yeah.
Cause you can't walk down the street. Yeah.
You can't play with the water gun.
In hindsight, okay, I'm gonna touch on that real quick. So on hindsight, yeah, that might be safer on a physical level, where they may not get hurt while they're out there. But on a mental level, it still could be damaging, because my son has experienced people throwing out the N-word and stuff online, when he's in those little rooms and such.
What happens?
So it's like, and every now and then I'm like, all right, let's cut it off. Let's go ahead and, go outside for a little bit. And he'd be like, okay. But like I said, my kids go outside. So I guess
it hurts their
molded their brain skills to want to have a balance between the outside
and the inside.
When I feel like they've been in the room too long, I'm like, okay, let's turn this off.
Right.
Y'all go out and get some fresh air.
Get some sun.
That's when I'm like, okay, get some exercise.
I'll take my kids.
And they'll gladly do it. They don't put up too much of a fight. They're like, okay,
they ain't cool. Maybe it's just my kids just missed on Which is the interpersonal skills,
because
that's super important.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I was talking to my youngest boy. I was like, you know what, you all don't know how to talk to each other. Like, and this irks me really bad. Like, we go out to eat, And I notice I do it sometimes, but when I, you know, me and the missus go out, I try really not to do it. But everybody has their phone at the table, mm-hmm. and nobody is like interacting. Nobody is really talking. And you know, back in the day when we didn't have cell phones, we had to talk to each other.
Absolutely,
like, either you was talking or you was just
make eye contact.
Silence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there was a while when like there weren't TVs and stuff like that in restaurants. Mm-hmm. It was just you and whoever you were at the table with.
Right.
So you was gonna create some kind of conversation. So it is hurting like the interpersonal skills, being able to talk to people, like this texting and just jumping in the inbox or DMing, like it's really messing people up.
It's really messed up when you see people having a conversation and they start using the acronyms. Like you having a full fledged conversation with somebody, and they'll be like, "Oh my god, LOL."
LOL.
I'll be like, "If you don't shut the..."
Who does that? OMG.
Bruh. If you don't use your
smiley face with the tears coming out.
Praying hands.
That happens. That happens, bro. Like, use your words, man. What's wrong with you?
That's it's a real struggle, and I think I just really wish, you know, sometimes I want my kids to go back to that. I want them to go back to that time so they could, you know, see how it was and just learn some skills, learn how to have
with the inside stuff. Like my son, he was like, "Oh, that show!" Like, you know how shows are now on streaming sites only coming out with one episode, mm-hmm. and he'd be like, "Man, Mom, I don't understand." I'm like, "Son, that's how we had it back in the day for everything."
Shout out to TV.
We didn't have the opportunity to binge
week.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
and then you'd be mad as mug if you missed the episode. Like, oh,
yeah, man, the Cosby Show came on Thursdays at 7:00. Different World was 7:30, and if you missed it, you just didn't see that episode. Right, everybody talking about it. Listen, we didn't have the ability to TiVo, record, and go back and watch it later.
But
like
you
had
that
to see
VCR, that VCR, and then if somebody messed around and didn't have it set right to record, or if they recorded over,
I didn't record over your shit.
Oh man,
ooh, somebody finna get beat up tonight.
Yep, exactly.
I remember one time, I don't know if it was a family reunion tape or what it was. My dad, you know, God bless him. He's 83. My dad got mad about it. I think it was a family reunion tape or something, and I think I recorded the wrestling, like the pay-per-view wrestling over the family reunion tape. aunt whoever she was, who was 89, yeah, she gone now. We ain't gonna remember that great speech she gave at family reunion, cause here comes a body slam.
Wow. Oh my god.
Sometimes shit happens. The moral of the story is make sure, if you're listening, make sure you just, you know, talk to your kids about the days we used to have. Talk to them about the first cell phones, pages, and make them appreciate what they do have now that we've worked so hard to afford to be able to give them, because we are providing them a better life.
Absolutely.
Like we really are. You know, I know we grew up poor, but I didn't always know we ain't had money. Like,
I ain't realize I was poor till I got grown.
Man, we was broke at the
really,
joke.
Y'all hug me, dog. Y'all
really hug me. I don't know how we made it.
My kids actually think we're rich.
Yes.
Wow.
They really do. They said that. It's like, Mom, they asked me for something. I was like, I'm not getting that. Why not? We're rich. I said, who told you that?
My kids are actually
pretty money
conscious.
Who the heck told
conscious.
You that? Really?
Yeah, because I'll be like we'll be at the store and my daughter will see something. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. And then she'll be like, well, you don't have to get it, Mom. It looks like it's too much. Oh, it's this many dollars. You don't have to get it, Mom. It looks too much. I'm like, girl, be quiet. Well, that's not that much. We'll get it.
Oh, wow.
Now and she's seven. Kids.
No.
So I just got one question for the pod. Can Missy adopt me?
Man, are you too old yet?
I always wanted rich parents.
Oh, well. You know, you probably need to be searching to get, put you a little sign up.
Rich parents don't always give you money. Yeah, I know this. They sometimes do, but not all the time.
I'm about to check out a policy on him anyway. Because we talked about it behind the scenes.
Listen, it's going to be, it's win, watch your back. Last but not least, one thing that quarantine taught you, real fast, one thing that quarantine taught you. Missy, what you got?
Quarantine. Oh, what has it taught me? Basically, I would say overall, I said a lot of stuff without saying anything.
you really did.
Basically, that to appreciate the time that you have, I would say overall, because it taught us to sit down and to enjoy the time that we have. A lot of times in life, we hustle and bustle and hustle and bustle. We're working. We never sit down and enjoy what we're working for.
Mm.
You know, so take the moments, take the time, and appreciate, enjoy it while you can.
Mm.
That's good.
I like it. T2?
Mine's kind of the opposite. While I agree, what I've learned with this whole quarantine thing is that, what did I learn now? Basically, there's really no excuses for anything. Like, true enough, a lot of people, you know, lost their jobs and all this other stuff, got into hard times. Okay, cool, I understand. But what I've learned is, if you know you have more than one skill set, you don't have to wait for somebody to tell you get a job. You make your own job. You know what I'm saying? Like, here we are doing a podcast. We probably were like, well, you know, whatever, you know. Prior to it, you have to use your skill sets. You have to the sitting down and reflecting forced you to have to remind yourself what your actual true skill sets were, what your actual true passions are.
Yep.
And if you didn't take advantage of that time while you were stuck in, you wasted time.
Yeah,
I can feel that. Yeah. Man, what'd you learn?
Man, I got two, not one. The first one is, stay away from the snack closet. Let me be clear. That's the first major, major lesson.
Which is a great segue, by the way.
Please stay away from the snack closet. The second and probably the most important thing that I learned throughout this time of quarantine is that it is necessary for your progress, for your growth, and for your mental health to learn how to extract the good from every bad situation.
Absolutely.
This whole COVID situation has been horrendous. People have been sick. People have died. People have lost jobs. People have lost homes, all that stuff. But even in the midst of all of that bad, there have been some good things that have come out of it. I've learned how to create moments with my children. I've learned how to actually sit down and appreciate my family. Shout out to Versus.
Man.
Oh man, yeah. It's one of the best things that happened.
Versus sure. is one of the best things to ever come out of just having to sit down. It shows us that there are things, there are just beauty that we miss because, as Missy said, we're running so much. There's so many beautiful things around us that we are just not getting the opportunity to do. Binge watching stuff on Netflix, you know, we have all these privileges afforded to us and we never appreciate them. So just taking time away to extract the good out of every bad situation.
Very dope. Very dope as always. I think the one thing that I learned is flexibility. That is what I learned.
Yeah.
I learned how to be flexible and to adjust. And as I always know, and I've taught it and I still teach it, that adjustments are a part of life. And you just have to learn how to adjust. And I think Black people in particular, not to be preachy, but just want to say it, Black people in particular are some of the most flexible, versatile, creative people you ever want to meet. And you just have to learn how to be flexible. Things happen in life sometimes beyond your control. But if you are too rigid, if you are too stubborn, you will miss moments. You will not discover who your true self is. You will not breathe in the moments. People sat there and stewed because we were in a pandemic. We were quarantined. We really couldn't have certain freedoms. Instead of using those moments and finding themselves, finding other people, and really discovering their passions and so on and so forth, and just being flexible and adjusting and shifting, even when things got really hard, they didn't adjust. So I learned how to adjust and just say, you know what? Oh, it's hard. Let me adjust and shift real fast. And so that's what I learned in quarantine. But just like when I learned, stay away from the snack closet, because this quarantine body is listen, I've been in the gym, so I'm back in the gym. I'm starting to get my shape back a little bit. But you know, sometimes you at home ain't nothing to do to eat but eat. Like, I was just, man,
I justify my snacking by saying I'll go on my virtual workout in another hour, and then I just sign in and I work out after eating that snack.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm with you on that.
So you snacking in.
I snack and then eat.
I'm with
then
you
work
on that.
Out.
And hey, do you?
Do you snack after the workout?
No, not always.
After a good workout, I believe you deserve a snack, God dog.
Yeah, if it was a tough one, yeah.
I should have invested in Frito-Lay because them 18 count man. Snack bags, man, I was popping them chips like, man, I was addicted, man. I was eating.
Man, they say confession is good for the soul, right?
Yeah, it's good for the
soul. Can I make a confession?
Please do.
If you judge me, I'm not going to be on the pod no more. I got a whole box of Twinkies in my car.
What? In your car?
They don't judge me.
Hey, look.
I steal the judgment from across the table. It's a whole box of Twinkies in the car. No,
it is your
crocodile.
If you could totally have Twinkies in your car.
Thank you.
That's survival.
No. I'm not judging you. I just want to know where you bought that after.
No, you can't have one. I'm joking. I got you. Because I actually have two. One open and one not open yet.
Oh, see. No, I just wanted a Twinkie. I didn't want the whole box. You're trying to.
I can give you one Twinkie because I got an extra box.
I'm just saying. I told you I was trying to get back into the gym. You trying to keep me fat.
Sabotage.
You trying to mess my
world. I don't want to be fat by myself, man. You know, I'm back in the gym too. We
in there together.
Yeah. They don't get it done.
Yeah.
Don't get it done.
Because we don't want no women
judging. And then they're going to eat Twinkies afterwards.
Because they're superficial.
The Twinkies that are in the car.
They talk about dad bods. Man, it just hit me. Have y'all seen the Instagram meme? I don't know. I can't recite it verbatim, but it says, y'all always talk about y'all like a big dude until we get in an argument, and then you talk about my titties.
I'm just saying, I'm glad I was in it. I'm glad I'm back in the gym because I was developing an A cup.
I think she shared that meme.
No, this the one I share right here. The doctor said, how often do you exercise? Me, 3 times. The doctor said, a week, a month. Me, I have given my answer.
You gonna take these 3 times and like it.
Leave me the hell alone.
I'm just saying.
The end.
As always, make sure that you follow The Journey on Spotify. That is where you find us. Make sure that you follow us on all... Make sure that you follow us on all social media platforms. And for everybody, listen, I'm so glad I'm losing weight because I'm serious. I'm serious. The missus looking at me and was like, she was, because I was working in the gym. I was building my chest back up because the quarantine, you know, I started
developing. Leaking.
And one day I walked by her and she was playing. I said, wait a minute. I'm
sorry. Now that's ground for punishment. Nah, God dog, you don't be playing with them.
Like, oh Lord.
No, she was. Anyway, for everybody, for T2, thank you for joining us once again. For Missy, we so glad to have you back.
All ooh, right,
ooh. Yay! And for WYMN, my nigga, so glad to have you.
Stay classy, San Diego.
We're in Houston.
Listen, we out of here. Peace.